Baldridge, Sanitarium, National City, California, September 13th, 1905. Mr. Baldridge, dear friend, you need to live in the sunshine of Christ's presence. In and through Christ alone can you find the relief you so much desire. He can give you rest and peace. You must walk by faith and not by sight. You say that you have confessed your sins. Then believe that God has forgiven. As you surrender yourself to God, you will find the Savior precious to your soul. Do not think of yourself. Think how mighty is the grace of God. Think of the compassion of Christ, and whether you feel it or not, believe that He receives you. Therefore, being justified by faith, not by feeling, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans 5, verse 1 to 11. Your work, my brother, is to bring sound doctrine into actual contact with sound practice. Reveal your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The searching truths of the Word that came from heaven are given to guide men into the narrow path and through the straight gate. Do not allow yourself to be controlled by feeling. It is through the power of living faith that we become heirs to the promises of God. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. Men cannot receive this power by feeling. We must receive it by faith in Christ as a sin-pardoning Savior. You have, I understand, accepted the truth so far as you have heard it. Then rest right there. Say, I am a child of God. I will not be controlled by feeling. Do not grieve the heart of Christ by giving the impression that, though you have come to Him, yet you do not find rest for your soul. Lean only upon the Word of God and be obedient, and the Lord will break every band. Take the Word of God as your rule of action, and thus you will glorify His name.